I'm the Joker, baby.
Yeah, so this is a Joker review.
Meat, veggies, put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
So,
fucking love it.
We saw Joker today,
and a movie that's taking the nation by storm.
Got a lot to talk about, but we're gonna keep it spoiler free at first.
For how long?
About probably 5 minutes.
Okay, that's fine with me.
So, real quick, what'd you think of the movie?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I this was my second viewing of it. Mm-hmm. I saw it when it came out first day, and then I saw it again with you because I knew this would happen.
So, would you recommend this movie?
Yeah, to an adult.
Yeah, that's my first question. We saw kids getting in line in front of us. We were like, uh-oh.
Chris was like, would you take your kids to this movie? And I was like, no, not this one.
You sit this one out.
Yep.
There is a lot of swearing.
I didn't notice it too much.
I have a problem, but I'm just thinking, like, for kids, it's not even that, though. Or the nudity that's in the movie.
It's just it's a real story. Not like
we'll get into
physically
that.
Real, but it's got real elements in it.
The violence is very real world type violence.
Yeah.
And I'll elaborate that in the spoiler section. But yeah, I would recommend this movie, especially in theaters if you can, because I think it is shot so well and it's very beautiful to look at. My thing with this movie, though, I respect...
The director of The Hangover.
Yeah. Is that your fun fact there for you?
Did that kind of surprise you when you saw that he directed it?
I was a little late.
he's the mastermind behind paging Dr. F-word.
Well, see, I told you that... I was like, whoa, at the end, Bradley Cooper was a producer. I was like, whoa.
Who's Bradley Cooper?
Rocket Raccoon. He was in The Hangover. He's in that new movie with Lady Gaga.
Oh, is he the guy with the hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he helped produce this movie, I guess so.
So he's the guy who said paging Dr. F-word.
I don't know. I've never seen that.
He was a school teacher in Hangover. You never saw Hangover?
Oh, I saw Hangover. I don't remember that line, though. So.
Okay.
Just going to move on from that.
All right.
So... I feel like with this movie, I really respected how it was made and it's very well acted. I just don't know if I like it.
Okay.
I don't know, though. I do like it and I appreciate it and I probably will see it again, but it doesn't make me feel good.
Yeah, and it's I definitely don't get the hysteria around it as far as people saying it's one of the best movies they've ever seen, and I don't understand the standing ovation that it got.
I don't either.
To me, it was... Honestly, it was just an okay movie.
Now, when we go into spoilers, I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 Joker articles for us. So, about the controversy and if we think it justifies... Yeah, I don't necessarily get the standing ovation part because it doesn't. I think it is very good, but I don't know. I wasn't happy. It kind of left me really depressed at the end because there's literally no one to root for in this movie.
Yeah,
you don't root for Arthur.
Feels like everyone kind of loses.
Yeah,
everyone loses.
It's a big loss. So, what are we at? Because I just want to kind of get into it.
We're at about 4.5 minutes.
4.5 minutes. So, what do you think the age range is of seeing this movie?
Exactly what it's rated at,
rated
17
R.
and up.
Yeah, I don't think anyone... It's just, if you have any kind of immature, childish mindset, you should not be watching this movie.
Yeah. So, I'd like to talk about, like, my first viewing of it, I felt worse coming out of the movie than I did my second viewing of it.
Did you not like it when you first saw it?
I think as far as how I feel about the movie itself, I feel the same. just kind of in between. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. But as far as like, just like mood after seeing the movie, I didn't feel as bad seeing it a second time.
So what, because I want to also clarify, also, this is leagues above like Suicide Squad and their stinkers.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a little better put together than like Shazam or Wonder Woman and all that, but.
Better shot.
Yeah.
I think that's the highest compliment I can give this movie, is that it was shot very, very well.
Walking Phoenix, too.
And the style of it, I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
But there was this weird moment while we were watching this movie where this guy was sitting behind us and
laughing at inappropriate parts.
Yeah, clapping and laughing at the wrong parts, and it made me uncomfortable a little bit.
Yeah, there. We'll get into spoilers, but I think Walking Phoenix did a great job. Like, as far as portraying someone who's mentally ill like that, he does a very good job, and it feels like an actually mentally ill person.
It's mental illness, the movie.
Yeah. So, what, before we go into spoilers, what is the score you would give this movie out of 10?
The Joker baby.
You give it a Joker baby?
Can you hit me with one of those laughs?
I'm the Joker baby.
Would you give it a what level of fart would you give it? A high fart or a quiet fart?
Is fart a good thing?
Fart's a good thing.
I'd give it a... Can I give it a... just a mild fart. Yeah.
I'd give it a... or maybe a...
Ooh.
It was a very... like, I really enjoyed it. I'd say if I gave it a score out of 10, I'd probably give it an 8.
I was thinking a 7.
Seven?
Seven, seven and a half.
Well, do you recommend people see it in theaters or wait till it comes home?
I think it's up to you.
Me too. I think this movie made enough money to where you could definitely wait till it comes home. It's not like go out and support it.
If you like DC movies and...
See, I don't know. I don't know about that. It's not that at all.
I feel like it's a very artistic... trying to be artistic movie. Like, it felt almost indie.
I felt that way,
especially
too.
With Joaquin Phoenix. Like, he did a great job. But his just style of the Joker felt different. Let's go ahead and get into it, because I have some questions for you.
Veggies.
So this is the spoiler part.
We're talking about spoilers of 2019... The Joker.
So that's the spoiler noise.
I'm the Joker, baby.
So
that is my favorite video right now.
So I told you, by the way, we're in full spoilers. Just yep. To reiterate.
We got it.
Get pissy.
Go.
I almost vomited at the end.
Yeah, you said that. You said you wanted to puke.
Have you ever seen the JFK film?
Oh. Not the film, but I've seen the clip.
The clip of it. So, like, yeah, not the film. I guess, like, the clip. The way he dies, like, he shoots Maury in the head.
Murray.
Shoots him in the head, and he just, like, is, like, talking and trying to move, and then just goes full dead limp, stops talking and everything.
You can see shit spill out of his head, too.
Yeah, like, it was so real looking that it frightened me, and it literally looked like someone fucking died.
That whole last
like snuff film
hour of the movie is just completely, utterly uncomfortable and dark.
But I think it's supposed to be, and I think that's why I give this movie an 8 as opposed to a 7.
Mm-hmm.
So how much of the movie do you think is real?
Oh, like in the comics?
No, I mean like... So there's a part where you get revealed that girl is never there.
Yeah.
How much do you think he actually just saw in his head? I think him doing well at the comedy club, like when the music like fades in and you can't hear his jokes anymore, that's all in his head.
Oh, yeah. I think everything up until after he got fired was fake. Because that's kind of when things spiraled after he killed those people. And I think that's why they lingered in that restroom shot with his dancing. I think that's kind of his...
You think it goes the other way?
What do you mean?
So, like, that's what I was thinking. So they exaggerate when things go really well for him and he believes things in his head that has happened. Do you think it's the opposite way, too, where, like, the bad shit is exaggerated?
Like when he kills people?
So, like, the people on the train, do you think they were that mean to him, or do you think he just, in his head, felt that way to justify doing what he did?
I don't know. Is that one of the...
I don't know what the theories are. I haven't, again, I just came right out of this movie. I didn't know spoilers ahead of time.
I didn't think about that. I would want to say I don't think so.
Because
with it being Gotham, and just kind of how that city is always just...
Well, because one of the things people brought up in reviews is, like, it glorifies the violence and makes the Joker sympathetic. And I have the opposite reaction. Like, I wasn't really sympathetic towards him, and the only thing I got from it is what inspires these people is the glorification they get. Like, him getting standing up on that car at the end and turning around to the crowd, I think that's a decent symbol for, like, putting these guys on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Like, giving their name out and, like, making them to be this notorious person. Because that's what he ultimately went for. He wanted to be someone who was known.
People are starting to take notice.
Yeah. Which I think that's what I got from it. So when people are like, this movie's dangerous, like, this is a controversial movie, I'm like, I don't get that feeling. I feel like it's almost the opposite. I'm like, I don't think it glorifies him at all.
I thought it did.
I didn't think it glorified him.
Yeah, you know, when I saw it the first time, that whole cop car scene, I was just like, I don't know how I feel about this.
Cop car scene?
Where he's on top of the cop car.
See, but I think that's where he's like, it's a riot, and I think it makes him look bad. Because it's like, look at the mess he made just so he can be known. I don't think it's like, what he's doing is cool. And my ultimate example is that is a small detail that may have gone unmissed, but, like, I don't know how subtle it was. I had thought it was decently subtle, but when that guy kills the Waynes,
mm-hmm.
he's like, you get what you deserve. You get what you fucking deserve.
He's quoting the Joker.
Yeah, he's quoting the Joker. So I'm like, that's symbolizing that these people get inspired from the Joker to commit heinous crimes. And I just think it all, the theme of it, if there is a theme, I think it's mostly a character study, but the only theme I got from it was, we don't glorify these people. Like, don't spread their name around and make them seem like heroes. So,
I don't know. I felt like that's what was happening, though. Like, the whole time, the underlying theme was the poor rising up to the rich and this unjust city.
But to me, it's like...
And he was kind of shown as the hero for the underdogs.
See, but I think Robert De Niro, like, put it best when he was like, it sounds like a lot of self-pity.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, like, I think that's the director's mindset, is look how much this person self-pities themselves. Because it's like, yeah, we have the city rise up depending on who we're assassinating.
Yeah.
So I think people on both sides will justify that kind of violence depending on who the violence is against.
Yeah.
So it's not an anti-violence, it's an anti, like, agenda type movie, I guess.
That part is probably the most important conversation in the entire movie.
That's why I think this movie is good, and I think it deserves, because it makes you think and makes you want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm reading people say it has nothing to say. It's like, I don't believe that. It had a lot to say through us. Like, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
So I've got some articles for you. These are probably going to be pretty ridiculous. Some of them are pretty ridiculous right from the jump, just from the headline alone. You'll see what I mean. God damn. I hate CNN's website. I've had to deal with them for, like, school and shit. And, like, the ads on this shit take up most of the screen.
Yeah.
Says...
Gotta get paid somehow.
Joker hits movie theaters with controversy and extra security.
Yeah, I mean, when we saw opening night, I did see, Caitlin pointed out some cop cars that were parked in the parking lot.
Oh, so there was beefed up security.
Yeah.
Says the Joker movie hits, or sorry, the Joker hits, damn it, I can't read. The Joker hit movie theaters this week despite a wave of criticism that it glorifies a killer and could encourage copycat attacks nationwide. So, do you think this movie incentivizes copycats?
I don't think it's out of the question. Like, people haven't been inspired by movies for a long time. Anyone could do that for any movie, arguably. Yeah. I don't think you should single out this movie and say, I mean, because a lot of people compared it to what? Taxi Driver?
Taxi Driver, yeah. And Catcher in the Rye inspiring John Lennon's death.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame a movie for that. You have to blame these people who don't get it.
So you said you noticed a lot of security. I also noticed signs saying, like, not to wear costumes.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
Even today, like, I saw that.
I did not see that.
It said no face paint or mask during the movies. Let the dressing up and scares stay on screen.
Okay. Well.
And I bet, yeah, that's exactly for that reason. There's a fear of, like, no one shooting up the theater. And that's what I pointed out to you in the car ride back home. I'm like, anyone who dresses up as this Joker for, like, Halloween and shit hasn't seen the movie.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Have you, like, those weird kids in high school, I could feel like, do something like that.
They'd be inspired by anything, I think.
Yeah.
Because
I just knew kids like that, though.
Because this guy had, like, Arthur had, like, bursts of moments. Like, in the whole movie, he's, that knock-knock joke is leading up, like, he planned on just committing suicide the whole time. Like, he wanted to get on stage at that show and blow his brains out after the knock-knock joke. But then you see he gets pushed back and made fun of right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then goes into this tirade, which that will probably be one of the most surreal moments for movies for the next few years,
mm-hmm.
of him giving that angry yelling speech and then just straight up blowing the guy away.
Yeah.
Like, I've never seen a movie like that before. Or just right at the end, just blows his head off.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, I saw him as after the train killing, because the two guys he was shooting to get him off of him, the first one I was like, okay, maybe self-defense. Second guy was like, okay, maybe. But then he pops him when he's down already. I'm like, okay, no. But then the third guy crawling away towards the stairs, he blasts him away. I'm like, okay, definitely no. And it wasn't like, I've got to get rid of the evidence. The way he was walking and shooting the guy, mm-hmm. looked like it was pure, like, I want him dead.
Yeah.
And that's what I know. Every time he had the makeup on or just took it off or cried through it, whatever he was doing, that's when he was his most confident.
When he had the makeup on?
Yeah, when the makeup was on, he was his most confident. Oh, and stabbing that guy at the apartment?
Yeah.
So that's the only one of those moments was the only time, like, I felt like I was about to laugh, but the situation was
so
weird.
I laughed at that part.
I did laugh when he was like turning and he was like, boo. I laughed. I'm like, wait, that's really fucked up.
Yeah. I didn't clap like the psycho sitting behind us.
I would never clap for a movie like this. Make you look so bad.
There was at least three times that he clapped.
Yeah.
And he didn't look all together when he walked out.
Nope.
He looked dirty.
It's what we get for going to a 1:30 showing.
He looked like somebody with mental illness.
I'm the Joker, baby. So I've got another article here. Are we good on time?
Wait,
go ahead.
Can I? I've been dying to ask you this since I saw it. How accurate is this movie to the comic books?
So
with his neurological.
So there is a.
Because I really like that.
There's the killing joke, and this does stem some themes. Like in the killing joke, he's a failed comedian, but he's not with his mom; he's with his wife.
Okay.
There's a difference there. But every version of the Joker, besides, I think, The Dark Knight, which you don't know his backstory, but all the comic versions, he falls in a vat of acid. And that's why everything gets bleached on his skin. Like, his skin's permanently white and shit. And that's what turned him crazy. Like, even in The Killing Joke, like, he wasn't an insane person until he fell in the vat of acid. So that's the big difference here. Is it's like, this Joker built up over time never fell in a vat of acid. Like, he just is a crazy person. But yeah, as far as, so that's the thing. The director stated that there's not going to be a sequel to this movie. It's supposed to be a one-off.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that too, and I prefer that. I just, selfishly, I really like this version. Like, I want to see what happens next, because, I mean, it literally...
Is there a possibility of him returning for another DC movie, not specifically a Joker timeline movie?
So Todd Phillips said he's not going to appear in that Robert Pattinson movie that takes place in the 90s.
Robert Pattinson movie?
Yeah, there's a Robert Pattinson Batman movie where he's playing Batman.
Oh, yeah. It takes place in the 90s?
Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be good, too. But he's not going to be in the DCEU because... Because there's that theory that the Joker is actually Jason Todd in the Suicide Squad movies, and there's an actual Joker that came before him. And there's, I honestly believe it. I can definitely see that.
Jason Todd.
Jason Todd is a Robin who was killed by the Joker and got brought back as Red Hood. But, like, in one of the Arkham games, he's got, like, a J tattoo. Well, that Joker's, like, burned on his eye. Mm-hmm. It's not a tattoo. I guess it's a, I don't know what you call that. I'm just blanking on the word. Branding.
Branding, yeah.
Yeah, branding underneath his eye. And that Joker has the same one right on his eye. So, and it insinuates that there was an actual Joker before the Jared Leto one.
Okay.
But the Thomas Wayne is way different. So Thomas Wayne was played by Negan from The Walking Dead in the DCEU.
And this one?
Yeah, Thomas in this movie was played with someone different.
Oh.
So and they said this doesn't have anything to do with the DCEU, and I think that's what they're doing. I think they're distancing, like, all of DC.
They're not trying to do what Marvel did.
I don't think you'll see another Justice League movie. I don't think you'll ever see a crossover movie again from them.
It just didn't work.
It doesn't work with their characters. Their characters are too complex.
But I like the solution they've come up with.
Yeah, making these solo films.
Standalone, yeah.
Like... I like DC, and I think there are certain teams that work. Batman, Shazam, all that, they're not one of them. Like, I don't think the Justice League's that interesting. Like, I think the only team movie that would work would be, like, a Teen Titans movie.
Mm.
But even then, it's like, you got to figure out what your vibe is there.
Yeah.
And how do you make that work? But I think keeping it just solo films is the way to go.
I agree.
We'll have to see how Batman goes. But, yeah, I don't... I would recommend The Killing Joke to you if you liked this version of Joker, but he's not that well done. Like, I think this blows any backstory the Joker's ever had.
Yeah, this it was perfect in my opinion. Wish this was the real backstory.
And that's the thing. So that's why I brought up, do you think that bad things actually happened to him? Because to me, the closest thing to this Joker is the Joker from The Dark Knight. Just because he's so vague, and they never imply he fell in some vat of acid. Like, he was just, he has the scars from whatever, but he's a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same with this Joker. He never fell in some vat of acid. He was a mentally ill person.
Yeah. I think that's realistic, though. That's more realistic than...
And that's what Batman is. I don't like Batman with the million gadgets, like the Arkham shit. Like, keep it grounded, make it more, because it hits more at home.
Yeah.
So I've got some other articles here for you. Nope.
While you're doing this, there's this one scene in the movie that I've been asked a lot with the girl when he goes into her apartment. What happened to her?
Mm-hmm. So I think he killed both the girl and her daughter. Really? And I think he probably...
I didn't think so my first viewing, but seeing...
The ambulance.
Ambulance?
Yeah, when he sat back down and went to his own room, there were ambulances going, like, to that apartment building. You didn't see that in his window?
No.
Yeah, there were ambulance lights and sound sirens going off when he sat back down in his own room. But then it becomes who called it. But then again, I think maybe he killed her and left the daughter alive.
Huh. That, when my first viewing of that, that was the most uncomfortable I got in the entire movie.
Me too.
After that, it's just down. After he kills his mom.
Yeah, that was uncomfortable. So the mom thing, I didn't see coming at all. I didn't think he was going to do that. It seemed to be everyone who crossed him at some point ate shit.
Yep.
And she did at one point with the comedian joke. You have to be funny to be a comedian.
Oh, his mom. Well, and she lied to him.
Yeah, about his life and helped him get
abused him.
Yeah.
But the girl, not really. She was kind of innocent in this.
The only thing that girl did, and it's not something she did, it was like he had that bubble of like, she's always here with me. She's been there with my mom, that like going through all this, and she never was really there.
Yeah.
And her not recognizing him bursted his bubble, right? So she's not at fault. He's definitely at fault and everything. It's just that's what she did that made him want to kill her, I think, was she bursted his bubble without realizing she was doing it.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, he had built in his head, like, she was there. She's my girlfriend. Like, we've...
She broke his fantasy.
Yeah, she broke his illusion there.
Okay.
And he just killed her for it. He probably snapped. And that's probably why they didn't show that part.
Yeah. Because I still don't know why he did the gunshot to the head.
I think that happened. I think her in the elevator, her doing that happened.
Yeah.
And him being awkward about it. I think that's why
I think that started the obsession for him.
Yeah, with her.
Oh, and then that was his recognition of it not being real, maybe?
Yeah, like that's him pretty much saying, like, I don't know, him just being a nut bag and him snapping. But yeah, she bursted his bubble, which, again, I'm not trying to sound like it's she deserved to die. She didn't at all.
No.
She would have had no idea. But that's what she did.
Yeah. That's what anyone would do.
So I've got this article here. Sorry. There's a few things. Let's skip this one. It's more about just the shooting that happened there. Or like the possible shooting. So I have a few articles that from CNN and Time really insinuating that there was like really panic about a shooting happening. And there's this...
In the movie?
Well, no,
in real life.
Like in real life as a result of this movie.
Yeah.
It's so much kind of stretching.
Well, I mean, there was an actual movement with the incels.
Oh, I don't know about that. But there, I think what it comes from ultimately is that one shooting that did happen during The Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the fear with this.
Yeah.
Because this is the next Batman movie.
To feature. Well, I mean, I guess they had Suicide Squad, but there really wasn't that panic behind that.
So, yeah, I don't think, but this is obviously more serious than Suicide Squad or Batman v Superman was.
Yeah.
And just seeing a cinematic version of Joker again, because I don't count Jared Leto. I think he's weak and didn't do any kind of justice.
Woof.
He was garbage in that role.
Damn.
And should be ashamed that he let himself go there. And get damage tattooed
True
on my forehead.
Colors.
I cannot see why you like Birds of Prey.
I thought the trailer looked all right for it.
I saw it. Well, we saw it again because I saw it the first time with It Chapter 2.
Well, let me clarify because I said I don't know if I would go see it in theaters, but I said I might rent it.
I wouldn't do either. It looks like shit.
It looked better than Suicide Squad, at least.
No, Suicide Squad looked really good with the trailers. And the movie came out and it was nothing like the trailers were shot to be. Because it was shot, like the trailers were cut in that way to make it look like a serious take on Guardians. And it came out and was the goofiest shit ever. And I think that's exactly what this is going to be. Some goofy shit that's just obnoxious.
Before you go and get offended, I probably won't watch it. I just thought the trailer looked good.
Yeah, I was just curious because like you hate shit like that. I wonder what changed your mind there.
Chris just about shit his pants when I said the trailer looked good.
Yeah, I was like, whoa, because you hate DC shit. Like I'm surprised you liked this.
Are you glad I didn't talk about the movie before we went and saw it?
I'm kind of, because, yeah, because I think...
Did you go in with no expectations, like I said?
If you would have told me that you thought it was meh, it probably would have influenced how I felt, because I don't agree with you. I think this was way better than meh.
Okay.
I don't think it was perfect. I think it's like an 8. Like, it's a it's a good movie.
I feel mediocre with it.
Because mediocre to me implies, like, if I didn't see it, I wouldn't give a shit. As to where, like, I cared about seeing it. I'm glad I saw it. Like, I do not feel cheated spending my money and time to go see it.
I don't feel cheated. Yeah.
I'm the Joker, baby.
God damn it.
So, okay. So here's something I'll bring up, and I don't know if you noticed. I noticed it when we saw it, just because I played in Pep Band. So you know that song, the Hey Song?
What?
You know the song, the Hey Song?
No.
Da da da. Do, when he's coming down the stairs.
What?
I'll look it up.
Oh. Yeah.
That song, I feel, was chosen for a very specific reason, and I noticed it, and it made me uncomfortable, because that song makes me uncomfortable ever since my senior year of high school. We played it in Pep Band all the time. And in my senior year of high school, I don't remember if it was my parents or who told me. They're like, yeah, the guy that wrote that song is a convicted multiple hundreds of kids pedophile.
What?
Yes. Joker uses a song by, and every review I've seen points this out, and I feel like it was on purpose to do that. Because Joker is very uncomfortable. Because, like, that song didn't fit at all. Like, that, I feel like a better song would be Send In The Clowns, obviously. Or something, like, more, like, ballet.
I always see that song as, like, a hype-up song.
But, see, this movie never, it's, that was a, like, Guardian song. That'd be the only thing I changed. Because not only is the guy a pedophile who wrote that movie and now gets royalties from it. But
does he still get royalties even though he's convicted?
Family probably does, yeah.
I mean, his family.
I wouldn't ever play his songs. I want no money to go to any of that ever.
He's not getting it.
Inadvertently, kind of.
What if they donated it?
The family, maybe.
If they donate,
I don't know
royalties.
What they do with their royalties. I wouldn't even goof with playing that song. That was a bad choice, but, like, it just didn't fit. Like, I thought their original score, not the copyrighted stuff in this movie, was fantastic. They should have used.
Yeah, like the droning violin or whatever it was, cello.
Or song they used in the trailer, the Send In The Clowns, where it was, like, mixed in with, like, choir and stuff. I thought that was cool. They should have used that instead. Yeah, I don't know if you probably didn't know that.
Nope.
It comes up in about every review I see of it. It's a spoiler that I'm reading now. But yeah. Gary, real name, Paul Gadd, arrives at Sun Court on February in London, England. So let's see. Says, the controversy keeps building for Warner Brothers' Joker movie. The film, which has already received criticism that it glorifies violence, blah, 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 is now facing backlash for its use of a song convicted child sex offender Gary Glitter. The song Rock and Roll Part 2 plays for about 2 minutes as star Joaquin Phoenix, who plays the Joker, dances down a flight of stairs. So, again, we're in spoilers. When he comes down the stairs like that, though, I thought that was a good metaphor. Because every shot, I noticed, when he's Arthur, is him going up the stairs.
Yeah.
And it's dark. That scene, it's very bright, and he's coming down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I think the thing with his character is, like, he's very uncomfortable, and he laughs a lot more when he's Arthur.
Yeah.
Doesn't laugh as much when he's Joker.
Yeah.
But it's set up that his laughs are really him crying, being uncomfortable. So, like, the more he doesn't laugh, the more comfortable and happy he is. I think that's the thing of him coming down the stairs of being this villain, like him going full villain mode, was him at his most brightest and happiest. The expense of the people he murders. So, I think I've got one more. Okay, so this is a stupid article, and I don't get this one. Hold up. Okay, sorry. So you're going to immediately cringe, I think, at this title. In Joker, black women are visible, but they are not seen. A piece done by Time Magazine.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
So let's read. The slogan, "Listen to Black Women," emerged as a familiar refrain after the 2016 election with good reason. Some of the first people to decry Donald Trump's actions as political. Okay, so that's what it means. I don't know. Okay. Perhaps director and co-writer Todd Phillips didn't expect to see these casting choices to elicit much attention, but the black characters in Joker, as a few critics quickly pointed out, show up in weirdly specific ways throughout the movie. Joker undertakes a subtle but consistent mission to convince the audience that Fleck, a nihilistic mass murderer, deserves understanding more than accommodation or condemnation, and the black characters are on the front lines of that effort. Black characters are especially black women who relied upon to call out Fleck's insanity, but their perspectives are repeatedly undermined. So from what I'm seeing, it means that like it's trying to be like black people are the only voice of reason. But I'm like, I didn't
notice.
Black
women.
Yeah, there's only two that I remember from that movie. The one on the bus and the one
therapist and the...
Or the therapist too. The therapist... girl on the train and the neighbor, but like I didn't get that take at all. That never crossed my mind. Like that's what I like about this movie is characters like the neighbor, the girl on the train, they all seem like real people.
Yeah,
they weren't to me movie characters, which I think is this film's strong suit. So when they do have characters that are complete dicks, like the guys and the kids at the beginning, I almost think that he exaggerates it. Like, I think his sign got stolen and they beat his ass. But as far as like them picking on him, I even question that. Like, I think maybe he just lost the sign and fell down and fucked himself up. I question a lot because there are also times when he's being like people are overly nice to him. I think those are the exaggerated parts and they're the not real parts. Because his mom's dialect to me is always different. Like his mom saying like, "Don't you have to be funny to be a comedian?" I feel like it was probably one of her only real lines besides all the frantic Thomas Wayne stuff. So like this take of like black women not being seen, I think the neighbor was inadvertently like one of the most important characters. She bursted his bubble.
Yeah.
I don't understand. It seems like a way to try and attack this movie. It seems like,
I mean, it's got a lot of attention, so I'm sure any negative review about,
I just don't get why the mainstream media really doesn't like this movie. Because it seems like they think there's this pro-Trump stance on it, and I get the complete opposite. I think it's like...
Do you think there were Trump parallels in it?
I think that's the Thomas Wayne.
Yeah.
But then at that point, you're saying that the Joker is the villain. So if you're like a Trump supporter, it's almost like you really shouldn't like this movie. Right? And because the Joker is like him doing that liberation and... communist like movement.
Yeah.
It's a left wing thing. So like I don't understand what the goal is there.
Why can't it just be a movie?
That's what I'm saying. Like why I don't understand. Like the class thing, I literally feel like he bumbled his way into that. Had no intention of starting this weird class war. I just don't see how people see that. Like Joker is this master. I don't think he was a mastermind at all. I think he just kept getting in situations where,
I mean, it was like you said, he fucked up.
Yeah, he fucked up and ended up where he was. Like him killing that guy, I feel had nothing to do with some social uprising. It was more, this guy was mean to me and I'm selfish. I'm going to take his life.
He finally lashed out. That's
and he just happened to, his victims happened to be rich people.
Yeah.
Like the show host, Thomas Wayne. The three guys on the train, he didn't know that they were rich.
Yeah.
Like, they just, his victims happened to be the upper class. I think there was no intention on the Joker. So, yeah. Weird takes from this movie. Are we going over?
Yeah, we're over, but I have one last question.
Go ahead.
What did you think about the end? the very last scene of the movie.
I wish they cut it at him standing on the car.
Me too. I don't understand the psychiatric ward.
I didn't either. I think that was unnecessary.
I mean, it's heavily implied that he killed that woman that was interviewing him. Do you think maybe he never left the psychiatric ward? And that this was all just his imagination?
No. I think that's how he got into the psychic ward. And I think this story was told out of time. If anything. Okay. I think all that shit really happened.
Because they had that weird cut at the very beginning when he was seeing his psychiatrist.
And smashing his head. See, because they referenced him being at that ward.
Yeah.
I think all that shit happened and he got put right back. Because he was getting caught. They knew who he was.
Absolutely.
Because that was just a riot. It's not like they overthrew the city. It was a riot. I assumed it's like that's cut way after time and he's just sitting there.
Yeah. What do you think was the idea behind that scene? Like, why don't you think they cut it at the...
I think they want it... Because here's the thing. I think this movie had a lot of test audiences and it's still, at the end of the day, a DC movie. And if it doesn't test well, I bet that's an executive thing of like, well, we got to add things in here. Like, him not getting caught probably tested poorly. And they're like, no, we have to have him in a scene where he's in jail. It
has to be a punishment.
Yeah. And I think that's the way with, like, I bet there was a scene of him actually killing that girl and you seeing it.
Yeah.
Probably didn't test well.
Hmm. Well,
that's the Joker, baby.
Well, I'm the Joker, baby.
Go look up I'm the Joker Baby on YouTube.
Bye bye.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. I didn't get to use the Hannah Montana thing, but
I
think
we out of here? Oh. Well, we didn't really have another topic.
Veggies. We're talking.
See ya.